Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to talk to the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora. Alex brought to you by Arbella Insurance, your New England Honda dealers, and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox radio network. Alex joins us from Minnesota, where the Sox take on the Twins tonight. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you. Your starting pitcher last night, Chris Sale, expressed a little bit of frustration, and I understand that. He's having an outstanding year, and yet, you know, the win-loss record isn't quite what he would or you would want it to be. How do you make sure that that frustration doesn't dig in deeper for him?
I talk to him on a daily basis, and the way he acts in the clubhouse and the way he helps his teammates tells me that he's okay. I mean, obviously, he's been going deep into ball games. He hasn't got luck on the win column, but he's controlling what he can control, and he's giving us a chance to win, and he's been outstanding. You look at the numbers, and seven innings, eight innings. He went deep into a ballgame in Baltimore the other day that we needed. So we're very pleased with the way he's going. And, every time we go out there, I know we're trying to score runs. It hasn't happened yet.
Tie game in the eighth inning, you turn to Robbie Scott in his season debut. What went into that decision?
Two lefties on top of the lineup, a switch hitter hitting third, and a ninth hitting that he was hitting 180, 189. So, we felt that was the window that, that's what he's here for. That's why he got called up for this series, to get those lefties out. He walks the first guy, hit by pitch in the second one. Then Rosario put a good at bat. He got him out. But then after that, I felt that we needed to go with Joe, regardless of the splits of Escobar. He's been our best guy, and with first and second, I wasn't going to take a chance there. So we went with Joe, and it didn't work out.
Well, in the eighth inning, was there any thought of starting the inning with Joe Kelly, knowing how good he is against lefties as well?
Yeah, up by one. He was going to be the guy. One thing, we were going with Robbie down or tie. Sometimes you can't chase wins. It's very important to keep the bullpen rested and be ready for the rest of the week. It didn't work out. We still needed we went to Joe. So, not in a perfect situation. And it didn't work out.
Alex, for as long as you've been in baseball, can you ever wrap your head around these baseball kind of things that you could be 8-8 and Chris Sale starts and 13-1 and Erod starts, and it's just the randomness of numbers? What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's how important wins and losses are for pitchers. I know it matters for them, but in a real world, if you think about it, you cannot control the result of the game. The only thing you can control is your outing, how far you can go, and give the team a chance to win. And we've seen it the other way. Guys that give up five runs and they go six, and the team scores eight, and they got a W, and it looks great on the baseball card, on the back of the baseball card. And then there's guys that go seven, they score one, we score one, and you lose the game, just like Steven Wright in Seattle. So it's the nature of the game. That's how it goes, and I think that's why people. They pay attention to the game now. I know, they care about wins or losses, but they don't really care.
We've talked to you a couple of times this year about Jackie Bradley Jr. and his issues at the plate. When you look at his entire game, his outfield defense, we saw the arm on display again last night. How is it that you decide that he brings more to the table than any other alignment you might have out there?
No, it's just a matter of the quality of the bats, and I've been saying it all along. The last 2 weeks, if you really been watching the games and the approach and the way he's been hitting the ball, there's luck involved, and he's been hitting missiles all over the place, and I think there's only been a few that have show up for hits. So he's doing, I think, right now as far as his approach, we're very pleased. There's no more toe tap. There's no more leg kick. He's very consistent, getting that foot down and staying inside the ball. So we like what we see at the plate, and obviously you guys know what he's doing in the outfield. You know, he's one of the best outfielders in the big leagues. He shuts down the running game. He cuts down balls in the gap, and he's outstanding in the outfield. So for him to hit nine for this team and play defense the way he is, I think right now he's the perfect guy.
How is he handling it mentally? Because I would think it would wear on a player as you get later into the season, looking up on the jumbo screen every time you dig in, you're hitting in the low 180s. How is he handling that?
He's been good, actually. Sometimes, you know, in that series in Seattle, and even in Baltimore, he hit a few missiles right at people. And it gets to the point that as a manager, you know, you go, hey, would it hit the ball, stay with it. Would it hit the ball, stay with it. And sometimes it's like, you don't even know what to say because I play the game and I know what is to struggle. And I know that, you know, you want to find hits, you know. It's the old saying, you want to go 4-for-4 with four blue singles or 0-for-4 with four missiles right at somebody, you know, because that's the process. But, hey, at the end of the day, you know what you want. You want the single. So you stay with the player. You stay with him. You talk to him. And, you know, we can't complain about him. You know, when he gets on, he runs the bases the right way. He puts pressure on it. And then he goes to and plays defense every time. You know, he gives 100%, and it seems like he's not bothering him.
Alex, two random questions for you. I know he's not your player anymore, but are you surprised that Hanley is just sitting out there still?
Yeah, I mentioned it a week ago. The question has been came up twice, I think, over the course of the road trip. Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, he's a guy that, although the struggles and where he fit in a roster, you know, with versatility and all that stuff, where we were going, I still think there's baseball left in Hanley Ramirez, so I'm very surprised.
And the other one is when somebody like Ken Rosenthal very publicly floats the idea of Rafael Devers for Manny Machado, I'm sure you're aware of that. How do you react, and what, if anything, do you say to Devers when his name starts appearing in stories like that?
I don't know if Rafi knows about what's going on. The only thing he knows is that he's locked in and he's working hard at his craft, and you can see the adjustments on the plate. But actually, I had this conversation with a buddy of mine this morning, and he asked me, Alex, how that works, you know, the whole July trade deadline. You know, I say, well, I was lucky enough to work in a network that we cover that, and it's like when you're cooking pasta, you know how it is? You grab the noodles and you throw it to the wall,
yep.
And some of them stick and the other ones don't stick. I think that's the way it works, honestly. And I saw it, I lived it. So whenever the guys ask me, I can go by to my media experience, you know, at ESPN, and I can tell them how it works. You know, like sometimes what you see is not the truth.
I do want to ask you one other question about Devers. He's just 21 years old. Hit a bomb last night. You know, he's on a pace for about 24, 25 home runs, about 80 runs batted in. But defense is an issue with 13 errors, I think, so far this year. Is that an area of the game that you can improve on? Just hard work and getting out there and being dedicated to that?
Well, it all depends how you see it. You know, we can go to errors and you think that, you know, he's struggling, but you can go to defensive run saves and he's average at the league. And he's going to make his errors, but his range to the left and to the right is up there with the best of the league. He has a great arm. He has a good sense of the game. So we're very pleased. I'm very pleased with the way he's playing third base. I know that's part of the equation. And, you know, errors are just errors. You know, I think errors were a big deal in the 80s, in the 90s. I don't think they're a big deal now. I think there's more into the equation, and we're very pleased with the numbers that we have.
David Price getting the start tonight. He's pitched really well as of late, but yesterday he's joking around again about Fortnite. Do you feel like he should just let it go, or are you okay with him kind of talking about how soft he is and how much video games he plays?
I don't think he's soft. I think he's been playing video games for a long, long time. You know, sometimes I don't even know what they're talking in the clubhouse. So as long as he goes out there and performs the way he's done it the last six or seven, we're very pleased, man. The way he threw the ball in Seattle, you know, Jerry DiPoto, the GM for Seattle, he mentioned it to Dave the next day. That's the best he's seen David Price, the best he's seen this year against his team, and that's a pretty good team. So we're very pleased where he has, man.
So even though
it doesn't come into the equation, man.
Yeah. So even though he seems fixated on some of the criticisms of him, you don't care.
Nah.
Never. Alex, who's your favorite follow him in the local media on Twitter?
Red Sox Stats. And he's not media.
That was put on a tee for you to say Bradfo.
It is not. No.
That guy. You guys follow him.
I do. I just gave one of his stats a minute ago.
Sure. We all do. We all think he works for you.
Well, at one point when I was working last year in Houston, I thought he worked for the Red Sox, and he was a great source for us. Sometimes he needs to be careful because he's giving too much information to the opposition.
Well, we were joking about it a few moments ago. He was talking about the fact that when JBJ plays, your team has a .672 winning percentage when he starts. When he doesn't, it's .615.
Wow. So, hey, there you go. He's in the lineup tonight.
I'll still take Bradfo, just so you know.
No. I don't follow him anymore.
Time now for the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week for Alex Cora, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Cora every Wednesday. This question comes from Andrew DeSanti in Torrington, Connecticut. He says, what is your process on scouting free agents and evaluating who could help your team down the stretch?
There's a lot of people that have to that is involved in those in that decision. You know, from my end, as you guys know, I'm very aware of what's going on in the league. I'm a fan of the game, so you know who's good, you know who's struggling this year, you know who's injured. But I don't know. I can answer that question probably in a month. But right now, it's just a matter of gathering information and you know communicating with Dave, the analytic department, and the front office, and then we go from there.
Any changes to the lineup tonight?
Holt is playing second. Eduardo's not playing, and we got the same guys, but just Holt is playing. He's hitting seventh.
Okay. Alex, we always...
And Christian is playing. Christian is playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Thank See you. Ya. That is Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us from Minnesota.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.